You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned, first pitch is minutes away on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. Good afternoon. We are glad to have you tuned in to Bath County Perry Central softball here on WKCA and WKCARadio.com. They have started the game. First pitch swinging. Ashton Barrett, a leadoff single up the middle, and just like that, we are underway. Ray Lee Purvis squares the bunt. Pushes through. One strike to Ray Lee.
Little windy down here in Owensboro.
A little breezy. We'll try to turn these notebooks around where the clips don't let the wind blow away from
them. That's a hit. That's
a gapper into right center.
Go there.
Going to be runners at first and third. Back-to-back base hits. Jeff Ray, Mark Collier here in Owensboro. A little breezy. Had your drink delivered that way when it blew the cup across the table. But we are playing on field two, and the breeze is blowing from right field to left field and is blowing out straight away right field. We'll see if that impacts, as we've got a couple of offensive teams. Runner goes to second.
It's a beautiful day.
Fake
it's
bunt.
Low 60s, sunny.
I'd say windy. 62 or 3. It's warm enough. Dave Moore's got on shorts and ankle socks. Coach Williams, on the other hand, has got long sleeves and long legs. Probably got long johns on, too. So second and third, nobody out. Taylor Hodson.
Ira Kilburn, opening argument. What do you think? Jump on them early?
Low pitches. Listen, breezy like this, two offensive teams. Who's going to throw the ball down in the strike zone, get the opponent to beat that ball into the ground, that pitch wide?
Bath County has faced Perry County and lost 13-0 earlier in the season, so this is kind of a revenge game. Bath did not throw their ace, so we'll have to definitely see whether if that'll make a difference with Kylie Hodson in the circle today.
The 1-2 swung on and missed. First out of the inning. Ira Kilburn, attorney at law in Salt Lick, brings you the Ira Kilburn opening arguments for Bath County to be victorious over the Lady Commodores. Again, the key to it with two offensive teams is which pitcher can keep the ball down in the zone. We know Hodson has a drop ball that is very effective. It was working yesterday. Both Nelson County and our friends from Lawrence County put the ball into the ground and not up in the air. Swung on and missed, strike two. So back-to-back singles. Runners at second and third. Cleanup hitting first baseman Ashley Rogers. Two strikes. Choke up, put one in play. Don't need to kill it.
Just make them play.
Foul tipped at the plate. Count remains. Two strikes. Montgomery Tractor sponsors our first pitch. Remember, there's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains riding your lawnmower. Check those Ferris mowers out at Montgomery Tractor. They've got the suspension to absorb those shocks. You get more done faster.
That's it.
The ground ball right to the circle. Not
get in there. Get in there. Get in there.
The throw over.
That works.
In time.
Fielder's choice with the score.
Barrett scores. Rogers did exactly what she needed to do. Put one in play. Grigsby, the pitcher for Perry Central, knocked it down, looked her back, made the throw to first. But at that point, Ferret was gone, and Purvis advances to third. So one in, one on, two out. And Izzy Hughes.
Oh, come on.
There's a fly ball into left field.
Sorry, making got on the play first. Sorry.
Is Avery Ratliff. Bath County scores one run on two hits. Halfway through the first inning, Bath County 1, Perry Central coming to bat here on WKCA.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
Half an inning in the books, Bath County and Perry Central. We did not get to set the defensive lineups. Bath County, no changes. Kylie Hodson pitching. Izzy Hughes behind the plate, Ashley Rogers at first, Ashton Barrett at second, Taylor Hodson at short, Allison Brett's at third, Allie Dillon, Ray Lee Purvis, Riley Thompson left to right. The Perry Central batting lineup looks like this. Shortstop Alyssa Dixon bats first, catcher Lauren Morris, first baseman Kylie McAlarnis, four syllables there, help me keep that, McAlarnis, Caitlin Grigsby in the cleanup spot, followed by Ashlyn Dixon, Taylan Hoskins, Jossie Mullins, Avery Ratliff, and Madison Stacy, 1-9 for the Lady Commodores. A bit breezy, as you can hear the wind through the microphones. We are behind home plate here on field two. This is the field last night. We played first game over on field one. Then we had Lawrence County here and dropped that game 2-0. A tough, tough matchup. Both those runs came in the first. We kind of booted it around uncharacteristically. First pitch just inside ball one from Kylie Hodson. Again, the breeze, two offensive teams. We know Bath County's offensive output, 15 home runs, eight triples, 63 doubles for this Perry Central team. They're averaging 8.4 a game, allowing 3.9. Bath County averaging 10.3 and giving up only 2.7. And those have gone down a little bit.
Come in, slicer. Good hustle.
A diving effort in left field. A leadoff double off the bat of Alyssa Dixon. Dillon charged hard. Hit them where they ain't.
It was great to see Bath County in the top half of that inning come out aggressive, not waiting around. Let's just get on the board first. That was really good. That's a really good sign for Coach Kenny Williams and his softball cats.
Dixon batting 517. Morris batting 485. There's a chopper.
Knocked
down. Runners on the corners. Back-to-back base hits. Very reminiscent of the Bath County start, back-to-back base hits. We'll see if the Bath County defense can hold the Lady Commodores. Much like last night, an intriguing mixture of sleeves, short sleeves,
pullovers,
and pullovers. Runner goes. No throw. Did the old fake, throw it hard to the pitcher, see if the runner tries to advance, Gunner out at home. No such No such thing.
That's a good pitch.
There's a good drop ball. Swung on and missed. Strike two. I'll try to pull my mic close to my mouth and hold my notebook up, try to knock some of that wind off. Good luck here in Owensboro. What they need is a couple of big heels. There's a grounder to the first baseman.
One out.
Three unassisted as both runners advance, so Dixon scores. Morris moves to third base. 1-1 the score. I'm afraid we are fighting a losing battle with this breeze. Don't forget Harrison County and Lawrence County.
Oh,
there's a line drive into center field. Let's see what kind of arm. She's got a good one.
Oh, good throw. Good throw.
Morris comes in to score on a line drive to center field.
Nice throw by Riley Purvis. Just a little late. Right on the money, though.
Ray Lee got a good arm in center field. Grigsby put it out there far enough to let Morris score. 2-1. There's a good pitch on the inside corner called strike one. Had this umpire behind the plate last night. He does not make a sound the entire game, unlike some of the others. Strike one, the call. Swung on and missed strike two. Dixon at the plate, Hoskins on deck. Welcome to our friends listening in Perry County.
Called
strike three on the outside corner. We've had a couple of hundred listening at a stream at a time. One inning in the books. 2-1, Perry Central leads Bath. Top of the second after this on WKCA.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
One inning complete. Bath County and Perry County Central. Perry Central leads two runs, two hits. Bath, one run, two hits. 6, 7, and 8, Allie Dillon, Kylie Hodson, Allie Manley. The bottom of this lineup has been very effective offensively for the Cats. We'll see if Allie gets us started here. Out of the zone, ball one. Recap the tournament so far. Opening round, Bath beat Nelson County 3-2. Harrison beat LaRue 6-0. Lawrence beat Warren East 9-7. That pitch just high, apparently, ball two.
He doesn't like the high.
Perry Central though beat Union 7-6. So in the semis, Lawrence beat Bath last night. Harrison beat Perry Central 1-0. So it's Lawrence and Harrison in the finals this afternoon. After this game, Bath and Perry Central battling for third and fourth.
That's
there's a ground ball to third. Good throw. A 5-3 put out. It's good to see Bath County putting the bat on the ball.
Love the aggressiveness. Last night just couldn't seem to hit anything.
Could not get one going. As we mentioned in our broadcast last night, Coach, there was only one inning where we got a runner on base with less than
two outs. Yes, sir.
Had a two-out walk in the first. No runners in the second or third. Two-out base hit in the fourth. In the fifth, we got a base hit and reached on an error. Couldn't do any damage there.
It was a pitcher's duel after the first inning. It was. Both pitchers. Great outings. Good hit.
There's one nice play out of the circle. A little nubber off the end of the bat. Grigsby makes the snag at the shoe tops. Two up, two down brings up Allie Manley. Allie's been hitting the ball well. Allison Brett's on deck. First pitch, inside ball one. Perry Central 2, Bath 1, two outs, top of the second. Bath, the visitors, they were the home team. Of course, they just flip a coin or something. It's not like either one is the home team. Flip a coin. Bath was home team first two games. The visitors here today, high ball two. Grigsby, Morris, pitching and catching. McAlarnis, Mullins, Dixon, and Dixon on the infield. Ratliff, Hoskins, and Stacy left to right for Perry County Central.
That's a good
hit.
There's
a ground ball to short. A 6-3 put out. A 1-2-3 inning for Perry County Central. Here in the top of the second, score remains Perry Central 2, Bath 1, bottom of the second after this on WKCA.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargray Funeral Homes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Halfway through the second inning, Perry Central 2, Bath 1. Coming up for the Lady Commodores, 6, 7, and 8. Taylan Hoskins, Jossie Mullins, and Avery Ratliff. I was informed that Jossie is not pronounced Josie, and I hope that I have been told correctly, because the fellow that told me was big enough to block sunlight, so I was not going to argue with him. First pitch, ground ball to short.
Nice.
One pitch, one out. 6-3 put out brings up Mullins.
Most teams are coming out aggressive today, swinging. They're not sitting back.
Now batting for Perry County Central.
Could be an offensive game. Who's going to make the defensive plays?
Well, Bath County, very aggressive historically when they play. I've not had a chance to see Perry Central. But if today is any indication, listen, pick your spot. Swing the bat, see what happens. Strike one on the outside corner. One out, one strike. Out of the zone, 1-1. No changes in the Bath County defense for those of you who follow Lady Cat softball.
Seems like Coach David Morris' pitch count is hitting, trying to pepper that outside corner early. What do you think?
Listen, if they're going to call it, these young ladies in the right-hand box, their toes are on the white stripe, and it's all they can do to reach that outside strike, unless you've got a Babe Ruth bat that's 39 inches long or whatever the case may be. Of course, then what happens is if you catch yourself scooting in, they'll bust you in on them knuckles. Two balls, two strikes. One hopper.
Nice play, Kylie Hobson.
A 1-3 put out. A big hop. Brings up Avery Ratliff, the left fielder. Avery wears jersey number 2. Are those unis dark gray for Perry Central, or are they black?
Dark gray.
Dark gray. First pitch, low ball 1. Perry Central in the dark gray with red, solid red numbers, solid red stockings.
Almost charcoal.
Bath in their black with red and gray trim, red sleeves, red stockings. They don't realize what kind of damage that does to an old man's eyes. I can't read that far away. Pitch out of the zone, ball 2. From Kylie Hodson. We've seen a lot of good ball. We've seen a lot of good young softball players. The two pitchers, Bath and Nelson, both freshmen. Last night's Bath and Lawrence game. Obviously, Kylie a freshman. The Lawrence pitcher a sophomore.
A lot of young talent.
A lot of young talent.
Absolutely.
The future is bright. There's a line drive into the gap in left center. Purvis goes back to get it. A two-out double off the bat of Avery Ratliff. The third hit of the game, second double of the game, brings up Madison Stacy.
Nothing hurt, two outs. Knock the ball down, make you play at 1.
Stacy, the right fielder, wears jersey 15, right-handed batter. Blonde ponytail hanging out from the helmet. First pitch just low. That's that drop ball that Kylie needs to stay in control of. Keep that ball on the ground. Two out, one on. One ball to count. There's a number in front of the plate.
Kill it, kill it.
Yep, there you go.
There you go.
Atta
girl.
A lot of things go into play right there. You can't have your feet in fair territory. You've got to make sure it goes foul. And you got to make a split-second call, too, because if there's a chance it's going to stay fair,
absolutely,
you got to pick it up and wing it. Everybody returns where they were.
Good.
There's a one hopper to third. Good throw. 5-3 put out.
Allison Brett is having a great tournament at third base.
Allison has played a defensive whale of a tournament. One run, no hits. It is still 2-1. Perry Central over Bath. Top of the third up next here on WKCA.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell.
The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs.
No, it's not another baby.
It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Rowan County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Just a bit outside. Top of the third, 9-1-2. Allison Brett, Ashton Barrett, Ray Lee Purvis due up for the Cats. They trail Perry Central 2-1. Cats scored one run on two hits in that first inning. Swung on and missed 1-1. Perry Central came back in their half of the first. Two runs on two hits. Picked up another two-out double in the second. Ratliff stranded. That's where we stand. 2-1, ground ball foul at third base. Listen, you mentioned it just a minute ago, Coach. Allison Brett has had double-digit putouts.
Oh, she's been solid at third base this entire tournament.
Had 6 or 7 in that one game.
Go, bro.
Swung on and missed. The throw down.
It's okay.
In time.
Like I said, from the first inning, they've been aggressive. They're not standing up there waiting. They're not sitting there. They want to. We're up there hacking today.
We're going after it.
Leadoff batter Ashton Baird. Leadoff single in the first.
Has changed a little bit. Instead of blowing out from the first base dugout straight to right field, and as I say that, the wind goes to nothing. It now is blowing like from the right field corner back across the field to the left field corner. Wouldn't be as much help to a right-handed batter.
Oh,
there's
nice.
A smash down the line.
Down the line.
That's at least two.
Go, young lady, go.
Let her go. She's coming into third.
Oh,
good job in left field by Avery Ratliff. She covered a lot of territory. That ball hit right down the line to hold her to a double. A one-out double
by
Raylee Purvis back in the right-hand box. So
let's go, right.
Barrett, two for two. Listen, if you want to play the stat game, and you hate to do this to put pressure, but if you're going to put pressure on anybody, ground ball into the dugout. If you're going to put pressure on anybody, put it on Ashton Barrett.
Absolutely.
She's got broad shoulders. She can take it. She proved it on the hardwood. She's proved it out here. Listen, two for two, a single and a double, and a run scored. Historically speaking, if Ashton's on at the plate, it's a good day for the Cats.
This young lady batting right now will fight a running buzzsaw for you. I'm excited to see what she's about to do right here.
Right out of the zone.
Has home run power.
Yes, she does. Well, in the game against Nelson County, trying to advance to third, the throw came in. And listen, Ray Lee is of slender physique.
Ooh, not a cut. She's on it.
But she did not mind. Her DNA from both sides of the family allow her to be tough. It wasn't a dirty play. It was just two players in the same spot at the same time. Ray Lee does not shy away.
We are gamblers, but our money would be on Ray Lee.
Listen, the 1-2.
That's a hit.
A ground ball in the hole.
Go. Get in there. Get in there.
Barrett turns. Ray winds up at second. Good piece of hitting there. And the Bath County faithful making themselves known.
So way to tie the game up 2-2.
Purvis winds up at second base.
Let's go, Taylor Hodson.
Brings up shortstop Taylor Hodson.
Patient, young lady. Be patient.
A curveball that started on the outside corner. Tailed away from the left-handed batter. Hodson 0 for 1. Going to play her college ball at Charleston.
Get in here.
Under the glove of the first base.
Get in here.
Purvis will score from second.
Single with the run scored. Great piece of hitting right there.
3-2. I'm telling you, that cup's going to be the death of me. I'm going to put you on the other side here in a minute.
Let's go, Ashley Rogers.
Back to back to back. Three base hit means two runs and a runner at first. For Bath County, they're up 3-2 in the third.
This young lady's due a big hit.
First baseman Ashley Rogers.
Good eye, good eye. Be patient, young lady, and have fun. That's what our conversation earlier was when I was doing pregame interviews for WKCA.
There you go.
Enjoy the moment.
Ashley got the RBI on her ground out to the pitcher earlier.
Oh, that's a good hit.
Up the middle.
Yes.
Off the glove of the shortstop.
Keep your eyes.
Going deep into the hole, almost made a spectacular snag on a smash up the middle.
Let's go. Double deuce right here.
That puts Hodson at second and Rogers at first. Izzy Hughes, the Bath County catcher, up. Four consecutive base hits. Couple of runs, couple of runners.
Let's go, Izzy Hughes right here.
Izzy, one of the heroes of the sectional championship game against Round County, had that big hit in that come-from-behind victory against border rival Lady Vikes.
Top to bottom, Coach Kenny Williams has a great lineup.
Listen.
Trust each one of them in any situation. Good,
There's
go, go, go.
Off the handle. The throw to second, got one.
Good, move the runner.
Oh, goodness, get back on the bag. You turned the wrong way, Izzy. Runners on the corners. Izzy hits into a fielder's choice. Rogers out on the fielder's choice.
Abby Barnett is your courtesy runner for the catcher.
So Barnett is running.
Courtesy runner for the catcher is number 5. Barrett, now batting for Beth County, the left fielder, number 3.
Dillon. All right, Allie Dillon.
Let's go, Allie Dillon.
Bath County 3. Perry Central 2 with runners on the corner.
Have fun, young lady.
Squares the bunt, pulls the bat back. Runner advances. So Barnett with the stolen base.
I think that you hit the grass right here. You score 2, don't you?
Listen, if we can punch one behind the runners, you like your chances. Coach Williams, very aggressive.
Good hit.
There's
Come
a
on,
shot
get
in
here.
The gap.
Get in here.
One run score, 2 run score. That's at the fence. She's going to third. See the play in there safely.
2-run triple by Allie Dillon. Yes. Nice piece of hitting, young lady.
Not only a 2-run triple, a 2-out 2-run triple. Listen, yeah. That is a clutch hit by the left fielder. That puts a 4 spot on in this inning. Bath County with 5 total. They got to remember, though, this turf doesn't slide as hard. You see her go
yes,
in
sir.
Head first, stuck like a lawn dart.
We can't call it carpet. We're too old school for that.
Listen, it's about like the turf they had on Morehead State University's field first time. Like the, I don't know what's under it. Used to be AstroTurf, had concrete under it. Holy smokes. Perry Central huddled up in the circle. Kylie Hodson, the Bath County pitcher, 8th batter to come to the plate this inning. Bath County scored 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 base hits. A double, single, 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 and triple, and 2 RBIs.
Let's go, Kylie Hodson. Help yourself out right here, young lady. Have fun.
Let's not leave any meat on the bone. Let's put one in play. Let's score this runner from third and keep this inning going.
Ooh, good cut.
Good fastball swung on and missed. Strike 1.
Patience and have fun. That's the key with this team. When they're having fun, they play better. Don't get too uptight. Just embrace the moment. Let everything come to you.
Sound like coaches there.
Yeah.
There's a line drive right into the glove.
Solid hit.
Good
Solid
play
hit.
There by third baseman Ashlyn Dixon. Bath County, though, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 base hits. 4 runs on 5 hits. They're up 5-2 halfway through the third, bottom of the third, after these messages on WKCA.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
That's just what you wanted to see if you're a Cat fan. 4 runs on 5 hits. Bath County now up 5-2 halfway through the third inning.
Great top half of the inning right there by the Lady Cats. Now come out, shut them down on D, and let's get back to work.
Perry Central's going to say, we got something to say about that. Top of the order, Dixon, Morris, and McAlarnis. 1, 2, and 3. Those three got a double, single, and an RBI. 3 unassisted in their half of the first inning. First pitch to Dixon outside. Ball 1. Dixon a lefty. Let me see if I can find her. Oh, that would be 517. There's good. A chopper to second base. Good
nice play. Nice play by Ashton Barrett. Aggressive, charging the ball.
Charged hard.
Yeah.
Underhand flip. That's one of the toughest throws. Everybody thinks second baseman, first baseman, they're only 8 feet apart. Anybody can throw the ball 8 feet. The difference is you got to throw it with enough speed to get it there, but not so much that it...
Where you knock her down.
Oh, you're just wild. You just wind up throwing it into the next field.
Nice.
With the underhand flip there. Charged hard, fielded on that second bounce. A dandy play on the 4-3 put out. Morris swings through that first pitch, strike one. Morris singled and scored her first time at bat.
Just off the plate. Just off
pitch
the plate.
Outside, 1-1. Bath County, 1 in the first. 4 in the third. Perry Central, 2 in the first. That's where we stand. 5-2, 1 out, bottom of the third. This game will decide the third and fourth place. Hit to the
again.
Second baseman. 4-3 put out.
Got two down.
Brings up first baseman Kyra McAlarnis.
Four syllables.
Yes, sir.
Four syllables.
And listen, did you see me counting on my fingers?
Absolutely.
McAlarnis. Math was not my strong suit.
But you turned out just fine in life.
Listen, I kind of buffaloed my way through Algebra 1 and Algebra 2.
Good pitch.
Good
young lady.
Drop ball swung on and missed strike one. Actually, I think I had Coach Ramey for advanced math. But I didn't put a whole lot of effort into that one either. One strike to count.
Yes,
outside
nice pitch
corner, called
corner.
Strike two. Listen, that pitch right there as a drop ball is almost unhittable.
You can stay consistently.
You would have to step onto the plate to hit that pitch.
If you could hit that spot consistently.
Oh, my heavens.
Great
buster inside with a fastball.
There it is. Charge it.
Chopper.
Charge
come
it.
Hard.
Nice play. Yes.
Good stretch. There you go.
Three up, three down for the Lady Cats.
Allison Brents with a 5-3 put out.
Perry County Central.
Bath County. Five. Perry Central, two. Top of the fourth after this on WKCA.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Bath County, after three, a 5-2 lead over Perry Central.
Outside.
First pitch. Allie Manley out of the zone, ball one. Manley grounded out to short her first time up. Bath County making solid contact. We did not see much. Foul tipped. Strike two. Did not see much, did not hear much solid contact in either one of those two games yesterday. Hitting right in the screws today.
First win was a grinded out, old-fashioned type win. Last night just didn't have it, but today they're being aggressive. You love to see
there's
it.
There's a ground ball to short.
It out. It's okay.
Good throw.
Making contact.
Good play by Dixon on the 6-3 put out. Listen, Dixon has been impressive so far short. She's covered a lot of territory out there.
Just put the ball in play. Put the pressure on the defense.
Brings up Allison Brents 0-1. Listen, Allie has had a dandy defensive show for us down here in Owensboro.
Now batting for Bath County, your third baseman, 23, Prince.
Swung on and missed, strike one. Ashton Barrett on deck for the Cats. Love to see Allie get on here.
Yes.
Drop ball swung on and missed, strike two. Bath County 5, Perry Central 2. One out in the top half of the fourth inning on a sunshiny but breezy Owensboro day.
1-2 count for Allie Brett.
You get to Owensboro very often, Coach?
First time ever.
First time ever. First you time a bluegrass ever. Music fan?
Can be.
Can be.
Oh, good
swung
pitch.
On and missed, strike three, a good changeup.
It's okay, she went down swinging, she wasn't looking.
Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame is down here.
I did see that. We drove past that coming in.
Home of Bill Monroe, just up the road here, Rosine, Kentucky.
Let's go Ashton Barrett, 2-for-2 on the day.
Single, double, and two runs scored, fouled straight back. Ashton again signing to play basketball in college. That'll be this coming Friday. Congratulations to Ashton and her coaching staff.
Good eye.
Check swing, 1-1. Going to be playing at Alice Lloyd, am I correct? Is
yes,
that what
sir.
I remember?
Yes, sir. Signing at 1 o'clock Friday.
We may start a little bit of a pipeline in Bath County Athletics to Pippa Passes. One ball, one strike, two out.
These student athletes deserve it.
Change up. Listen, you're going to have to do something to get your way through school.
Yes.
You either play ball or you work a job somewhere. And I wound up working a job, fortunately, in the radio business where I was studying. My sophomore year, the radio station came on the air off the end of the bat, foul down the first baseline. Worked Saturday 2 to midnight and Sunday 2 to midnight and drove back to school middle of the night.
I tell our athletes, student loans aren't any fun. Make good grades, or let's do it athletics and academics both. Get your college paid for.
Yeah, man. Two ball, two strike count.
Good hit. That's down.
Fly ball into center. Charging
okay.
Hard and making the catch is Taylan Hoskins. A 1-2-3 inning for Bath. Halfway through the fourth, Bath County 5, Perry Central 2.
They scored no runs or no hits.
Sorry.
3.5
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Throw, is he? Halfway through the fourth inning, Bath County and Perry Central in this high school softball matchup, 2A state championships. This is the third and fourth place game. Championship game will follow this with Harrison and Lawrence County. Due up for Perry Central, 4, 5, and 6. That's Grigsby, Dixon, and Hoskins. First pitch, swung on and missed.
Nice
strike
pitch.
One. Kylie Hodson with one strikeout through three innings.
Good pitch.
Her counterpart, Grigsby, has got 3 through 4. Pretty good smoke on that fastball right there. Strike two. Now you got a pitch or two to waste. See if you can get her to chase one. Here's the two-strike pitch out of the zone. Ball one. Now come back and pull the string on a changeup. or a fastball in on the hands right here, see what you can do. We, again, coaches use codes to relay these to the pitcher and catcher. Just missed inside, 2-2. We just need to start shooting out numbers. 425, 337. But then if they think we're playing football, Ike, two balls, two strikes. Grigsby, pitcher against pitcher. Here's the break even. There's a ground ball to second.
Ashton Barrett. Ashley Rogers, 4-3 foot out. What's our trivia question for today, Mr. Ray?
Oh, mercy. I'm way too old. I only get like one trivia question a week and wound up getting that yesterday with.
Let's just go with the big red machine. What's something about the big red machine?
Oh, my heavens. Well,
give me the starting infield for the big red machine.
Could. I could very likely name the starting eight and a handful of pitchers. Very likely. I may have to write it down because my little brain gets weak.
Somebody out there, send us something with the starting lineup of the big red machine.
You know, my Twitter feed is full of Cincinnati Red stuff. There's a bunt. Drops foul. One ball, one strike, one out. Bath and Perry Central. Bath scored one in the first. Perry Central answered with two in the bottom of the first. Bath had a big rally with four in the third, including a two RBI, two-out triple off the bat of Allie Dillon. If we do get some response on our big red machine.
Good pitch, Dolly. Good pitch.
Second strike out of the game. There's one guy that a lot of people forget.
Don't give any hints.
No, I'm not.
Anybody out there, we're looking for the starting lineup of the big red machine.
And listen, last names are plenty because everybody knows.
Right.
If you just put Bench down, we're going to know it's Johnny Bench, that you're not, like, shopping
right
for seating somewhere.
And that's your one gimme for the day.
Well, I could probably give you four or five that'd be gimmies.
Two down at the bottom of the fourth.
If you come out with the starting eight, for a little extra credit, put a pitcher or two in there. We'll see what happens. One strike to Taylen Hoskins. Hoskins, the center fielder, made a good play on that line drive earlier in the game. Right-handed batter digs in. There's a line drive right through the middle off the glove of the pitcher.
Nothing hurts. Still two down. Play it first or second.
A two-out smash right through the box by Taylen Hoskins. Jossie Mullins steps in, jersey number 32. The Perry Central Lady Commodores come into this tournament 13-7. They picked up a win like both teams here.
Hey!
Good play, Ashley.
Rogers. Yeah, man, a diving catch in foul territory.
That a girl. Might want to star that one.
Yes, sir. No damage done after a two-out base hit. Bath County 4. Plus one is 5. Perry Central has got two on the board. 5-2 is where we stand after 4. Top of the fifth after this on WKCA.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats!
Four innings complete. Bath County 5, Perry Central 2. Put a star beside that catch made by first baseman.
Riley Purvis, first batter up.
Ashley Rogers. Purvis pops one up. That got in the wind. Listen, McAlarnis made a just as good a catch as Rogers made because she was fighting the wind. Comes up a little bit.
A little bit gimpy right there.
I was going to say limping just a bit. She did not take long to head toward the dugout. Let's hope that it is nothing serious. Boy, you hate to see that because that ball got up in the wind.
Absolutely.
And it was moving around like a kite.
Looks like she's going to be okay. Just had a little walk it off a little bit. Good job, young lady.
If we had some dirt, we could rub a little dirt on it.
Let's go, Taylor Hodson.
One up, one down.
Three-hole hitter right here, Taylor Hodson, number eight.
Taylor Hodson, one for two with a single and a run scored. Would love to see her launch one out there towards center field where that big man in the red shirt's standing.
What side's he on? Do we know him?
He is a Perry Central man because he's the one that told me that Jossie pronounces her name Jossie, and McAlarnis is four syllables.
Follow. He is a big old feller.
He is a full-grown man, yes, sir. One up, one down. Hodson, Bath County shortstop at the plate. Foul tipped into the mitt.
Take it. Those outside corners, just take them to the way part of the field. Take them away. Patient young lady, have fun.
Ashley Rogers on deck. Izzy Hughes in the hold. Foul tipped into the mitt. Strike two. One ball, two strikes, one out. Bath County up 5-2 here in this top half of the fifth inning with Perry Central. The winner will be third place in the 2A state championship.
Go.
Ground ball out by a step.
It's okay. Ashley Rogers.
4-3 foot out. Brings up Rogers, one for two. A ground out single with an RBI and a single in that four-run third inning. Now the breeze seems to be in our face a little bit more. Coming in.
Good
First pitch, low ball one.
Perfect time to drop a bomb.
Caitlin Grigsby, the pitcher for Perry Central. Been in pretty good command today.
Oh, yeah.
There's a fly ball in the center.
Go, go, go.
One hops the fence. In with a stand-up two-out double.
Had a good hit, young lady.
A two-out double by Rogers that one-hopped the fence.
Let's rally a little bit right here with two outs.
Hoskins covered a lot of territory in center field. Could not come up with it.
That wind wasn't like it was. That ball is probably gone.
The wind is blowing across the field. Brings up Izzy Hughes. First pitch swing, strike one.
Get you a big hit right here.
Izzy.
Calm down and have fun.
0 for 1. Hit into a fielder's choice. Two outs, runner at second. Bath County 5, Perry Central 2.
Good eye, good eye.
Low 1-1. With two outs, unless it's hit in front of her, you figure Ashley's off on contact.
Absolutely. Oh, that's
there's
a
ground ball up the middle. Shortstop fields and throws out by half a step.
It's okay.
Bath County in their half of the fifth. They get one hit, no runs. It's still Bath County 5, Perry Central 2, bottom of the fifth after these messages on WKCA.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Halfway through the fifth inning, Bath County softball and Perry Central in the 2A state championship. This game for third and fourth place. Championship game will follow us with Harrison and Lawrence. That's 10th and 15th. Lawrence in the 15th.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We know a lot of teams out of the 10th and a lot out of the 15th that ought to be what Marty and Joe would call a good old good one coming up next.
Good pitch.
First pitch.
Good pitch.
Strike one called. Love to see that first pitch strike. So Ratliff, who doubled her first time up, stranded at second.
Oh, good play.
Good play at third.
Atta girl.
Put a star beside that one, too.
Continuing her success at third base this tournament.
Allie Bretz wants to be.
Nice play, young lady.
On that all-tournament team. Listen, that's probably 10 or 12 putouts for the tournament so far.
Yes.
And that was a dandy. A big hop. She had to range to her left. Snag it, plant, and throw.
Strike, swinging them.
We have seen some whopper defensive plays.
0-1 count.
Madison Stacy also a ground out to third her first time up. Top of the order after that with Alyssa Dixon as the breeze picks back up. Another back to the circle. Unable to field it cleanly.
Okay, it's okay. Nothing hurt.
Put Stacy at first base and Dixon, who doubled and scored, comes into the left-hand box. 5-2 the score. Bath over Perry Central. One out, one on. Bottom of the fifth on a breezy Saturday afternoon in Owingsboro. There's a line shot right back through the middle.
Riley Purvis on it.
Sent. Quickly back in. Now runners at first and second.
Catcher, number 8, Morris.
Lauren Morris, the catcher, who singled and scored, grounded to second. Let us hope that little bobble in the circle does not lead to a big inning. Those extra batters haunt you. There's a ground ball under the glove of the shortstop. Purvis knocks it down. Runners are not going to advance.
Kill it. Good. It's a nice hit ball right there to center field.
Yes, it was. So Stacy comes around to score. Dixon has to stop at second, and Morris now at first base with the RBI.
Lady Cats with a little
5-3, a little powwow in the
circle.
Uncharacteristic. Just goes to show you a little bobble can make a difference.
Let's calm down right here.
Throw strikes. McLarnis. Ground ball to first. Ground ball to third. Two on, one in, one out in the fifth.
That's a good pitch.
Good drop ball. Swung on and missed. Strike one. 5-3 the score. Bath County fans hoping for a shortened inning here, that no more damage done.
The Perry Central fans.
Third. Nice
play. Lead runner. Good play.
Good play by Taylor Hodson, Allison Brett.
Fielder's choice.
6-5.
So Dixon out on the fielder's choice.
Two outs. Runners on first and
now
second.
Now you got runners at first and second with two outs instead of first and second with one out. It brings up cleanup hitting pitcher Caitlin Grigsby. Bath County would love to get out of this inning with no more damage. There's a grounder to second.
That a girl.
Good job there by Ashton Barrett.
Considering what could have been, that was a good inning.
So Grigsby hits into the fielder's choice. They score one, strand two. 5-3 our score, 5 complete, top of the 6th, after these messages on WKCA.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrey Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrey Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrey Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Left fielder Allie Dillon will lead off for the Cats here in the top half of the 6th inning. Bath County 5, Perry Central 3. Bath scored 1 in the 1st. Perry Central answered with 2 in the bottom of the 1st. Bath County a 4 spot in the 3rd. Perry Central threatened, scored 1 in the 5th. That's where we stand, 5-3. Dillon Hodson Manley facing Grigsby. We'll go through the Perry Central defense in just a moment.
Oh.
First pitch just foul down the third baseline.
Big triple, right?
Two big out triple. See, that's the key. Triple, two RBIs is big, two out, two RBIs. Huge. Huge off the bat of Allie Dillon. So Grigsby pitching, Morris catching, McAlarnis, Mullins, Dixon, and Dixon on the infield. Ratliff, Hoskins, Stacy left to right. There's that outside corner. That wide corner called strike two. Choke up, step in, three-quarter swing, put one in play.
Good
There's
hit.
A ground ball.
Beat it, beat it, beat it.
Charging hard to shortstop.
Safe. Ooh, good.
Bang, bang play.
I think that was a correct
a
call.
A 6-3 put out. Yes, sir.
Now batting for Bath County. Pitcher number 9.
Let's just look and see how many put outs Alyssa Dixon's got. 1, 2, 3. That's her 4th of the game. And she has covered some territory in the middle of the Perry Central infield. First pitch
outside corner.
At the knees, called strike 1. Hodson 0 for 2 with a pop-up to the pitcher and a line drive to the third baseman.
That's a good
There's
hit.
A base hit.
Oh!
Just off of the glove of Dixon. A one-out base hit. Nobody's covering. Let's see the play. She's in there safely.
Throw to second, bobbled. Runner Kylie Hodson able to move on from first to second.
Got to pay attention when you see the ball bouncing around.
Courtesy runner number 7, Addie Reed.
Addie Reed going in. Going to run for the pitcher. So a one-out single brings up Allie Manley. Allie, Bath County's designated player. She is hitting for the right fielder, Riley Thompson. So one out, runner at second.
Good cut, good cut.
Swung on and missed, strike 1. Allison Brett's on deck, the Bath County third baseman. If you're a Cat fan, you'd love to see one of these two young ladies.
Good
eye. Blowing away 1-1. Put one in the gap somewhere and let Reed score as the courtesy runner from second. Little groundskeeping. Somebody had some a bubble gum wrapper, candy wrapper, or something. I bet that came out of Dave Moore's pocket. He's snacking in that first base box. Good scoop by Morris.
Good eye, 2-1 count.
That pitch in the dirt. Morris came up and made a play. If not, Reed would have been standing at third. 2-1 the count.
Good hit. Go.
Get in there.
Get in here.
A base hit between
good
second
hit,
base.
Young lady. Love it. Love it.
Opposite field single.
Good
as
hit.
As Reed comes around to score, that picks up that run that Perry Central scored. That puts it back to a 3-run lead. Brings up Allison Brett. That a clutch piece of hitting right there to put one to opposite field. Squares the bunt, drops it down there. That could be trouble.
It's okay.
Out by half a step. Puts Allie Manley at short.
Let's go back to that run right there. If Kylie Hodson didn't go for first second on that bobbled play, that might not have been a run.
You're exactly right. Instead of having a run and a runner at second, we'd probably have second and third and two outs.
Good heads up running by Kylie Hodson.
Top of the order we go with Ashton Barrett. All right, Ash.
Let's go, Ashton.
Listen, we put pressure on you before. Here it is again. Runner at second with two outs.
My old coach, James Scott from Montgomery County.
Yes, sir.
You knew him.
I know Coach Scott. Yes, sir.
One of his favorite sayings. Pressure, this isn't pressure. Pressure's when you got five kids and one pork chop and you got to eat two. He said, this is ball. It's fun.
Listen, that's why they call it a game.
It is a game.
Win, lose, or draw, love it or hate it.
Sometimes we put too much pressure on these kids. Now, they are kids. Just have fun. Enjoy
ball
your time.
Ball two in the dirt. Ashton digs back in.
Good hit.
There's a little flare. Good play by the shortstop.
That's
charging hard.
Sorry, got one
Bath
back.
County got that run back.
Sorry, Tim.
Bath County back to a 3-run lead, 6-3, bottom of the sixth, coming up after these words on WKCA.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
Bottom of the sixth. 2A state championship, third and fourth place game. Bath County 6, Perry Central 3. Bottom of the sixth. 5-6-7. Dixon Hoskins Mullins. Dixon 0-2. For the Lady Commodore third baseman. No defensive changes for Bath County. Hodson's first pitch, inside ball one. Hodson pitching, Hughes catching. The infield as normal. Ashley Rogers, Ashton Barrett, Taylor Hodson, Allison Brett. Left to right in the outfield, Allie Dillon, Rayleigh Purvis, and Riley Thompson. Wind is intermittent, so anything in the air, you've got to expect it will be a circus.
Yes, you did.
Trying to catch a pop-up or a fly ball.
Bunt and miss.
Focus, focus. One ball, one strike. Dixon, Hoskins, Mullins, 5-6-7. When Bath County comes to bat in the seventh,
swung
on a miss, strike two. They will have 2, 3, and 4 due up. would love to see no damage done in this Perry Central sixth. Come back and put up a couple of insurance runs.
Strike.
Woo! Out of the zone. Two balls, two strikes. Just wide on that outside corner.
He's called that a lot today. I don't know what happened there.
Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Dixon at the plate.
Nice pitch, young lady.
Good drop ball, swung on and missed, strike three. That's a big out right there. Go ahead and get started. One up, one down. Let's bring up Hoskins. Hoskins, one for two. Grounded out to Taylor Hodson at short. Had a two-out single in the fourth. Perry Central at the plate. Bath County in the field. 6-3, the Bath County lead.
Nice. You got a girl.
Good play. Another 5-3 put out.
Two down.
Allison Britz, let's see how many put outs she's got today. There's one, there's two, there's three, there's four. Two outs now, 6-3 the score. Jossie Mullins, the second baseman. There's a line drive to center field. Ray Lee. Bath County, 1-2-3 defensively in that inning. Top of the seventh on the way. It is Bath County 6, Perry Central 3. Final inning after these messages on WKCA.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to short-lived and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lick, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell. Funeral Director at 683-2871.
Welcome back. Top of the seventh. First pitch swinging. Ray Lee Purvis. A little flare off the heel of the glove. A tough play. Dixon tried to make. Ray Lee Purvis, the center field speedster for Bath County on first base.
Good eye. Good eye.
First pitch, low ball one to Taylor Hodson. Hodson one for three with a single and a run scored.
Have fun, young lady. Have fun.
6-3. Top of the seventh. There's a rip on the right field line.
One. Get her in here.
Runners on the corners. Kenny sending her. The relay in. Not in time.
Nice.
Just
Raylan.
Like that. Bath County picks up one insurance run with back-to-back singles.
That's a, you'll give out a double?
Yes, sir.
Let's go, Ash. Have fun, young lady. Ashley Rogers stepping into the plate.
So Purvis with a leadoff. Flair reaches first.
Ashley Rogers' last hit, was it a double?
Yes, sir. She's got an RBI on a ground out. A single and a double.
Good.
There's a line drive into the gap. That's down. Hodson comes around to score.
Good hit, Ashley Rogers. Atta girl.
Rogers now. Three for four. With an RBI double there.
Got 8-3.
That would be correct, sir. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. There we go. One of the light bulbs burned out on the scoreboard.
They don't move quick enough for me up there, Mr. Ray.
Looks like we've got a pitching change. but I'm not certain. We'll see what happens. Tell you what, let's do. Let's take a moment and hear a word from a couple of our sponsors. No outs, two in. Bath County up 5. 8-3 is the score. Top of the 7th here in the 2A state tournament. Back after these words on WKCA.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The unsung hero of the game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
New pitcher, second baseman Jossie Mullins comes in to pitch in relief of Grigsby, who went six innings. They've also made a couple of shuffles, but I don't know. Grigsby, I think, maybe in left. Ratliff, maybe in left, went to center, but I'm too far away to see what's going on. We'll just do our best to cover them. That changeup called strike three.
Nice pitch.
Bath County started off this inning. Purvis with a little flare. Reached on that. An RBI double ripped down the right field line off the bat of Taylor Hodson.
Good
and
eye.
Then an RBI double off the bat of Ashley Rogers. Rogers stands at second. Bath County 8-3. Could stand another insurance run or two. Allie Dillon, the left fielder.
Good cut. Good cut by Dillon.
Dillon 1-for-3, but now it was a dandy one. It was a two-out, two RBI triple in that four-run third. Fouled into the face mask of the catcher. Listen, they give you all that armor for a reason, but that doesn't make it fun when it gets used. You may put a face mask on, but if Mike Tyson punches you in the face, it's not going to be pleasant.
Good hit.
There's a fly ball in the left.
It's okay. You make contact.
Good play out there by Grigsby. Quick relay in. Rogers has to stand still at third base or second base. And I'm presuming that is Grigsby in left. I'm pretty sure, but again, I'm too far away to tell.
Let's go, Kylie.
All right, Kylie Hodson. 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Certainly could stand a little insurance. Change up out of the zone, ball one. The breeze hit and miss here in Owensboro. Certainly glad to have everybody who's followed us. Not only in person, there's ball two out of the zone, but our streaming numbers have been up. Lots of folks tuning in to support Bath County softball in this 2A state tournament. Outside corner, two balls and one strike to the pitcher, Kylie Hodson. On deck, Allie Manley. Manley 1-for-3 and had a single in that last inning. Swung on and missed on that outside corner. Count now even at 2-2. Good job by Mullins to battle back after being in the hole 2-0. Now evens it up at 2-2. Foul tip straight back.
Way to battle.
Good cut by Hodson. A single by Purvis, a double by Hodson, a double by Rogers. That put two in with Rogers now at second and two outs. Bath County 8, Perry Central 3, top of the 7th.
Okay.
Swung on and missed.
Uh-oh.
skipped away from the catcher. The throw down.
That's okay.
Got her.
8-3, head to the bottom of the seventh.
Bath County with a 5-run lead. The bottom of the seventh is next for Perry Central. 8-9-1 due up. We'll have that call after these words on WKCA.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, 4 McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Bottom of the seventh inning. This is for the money. 8-3 Bath over Perry Central. The winner takes third place here in the 2A state tournament softball. We will see what happens. 8-9-1 Avery Ratliff, Madison Stacy, Alyssa Dixon for Perry Central.
The left fielder, number two, Ratliff.
Ratliff, Stacy Dixon. Bath County, a 5-run lead. That takes a little bit of pressure off the D.
Good pitch.
Called strike one. Ratliff steps out. Takes a couple swings. Little shoulder stretch. Back in the right-hand box.
Up,
popped up on the infield, called by the second baseman, one up, one down.
Can of corn.
Barrett does exactly what we expect.
15, Stacy.
One up, one down, brings up Madison Stacy. 0 for 1, reached on an error and scored that fifth inning run for Perry Central. One up, one down, Bath with a 5-run lead.
Good
first pitch.
Pitch
on the corner. Called strike one from the freshman, Kylie Hodson. A good crowd of Bath County fans here to see this third place, fourth place matchup. Fastball high, 1-1. Still pretty good snap out of the hand of Kylie Hodson. 8-3. Bath leads, one out, top of the order up. After Stacy, there's a ground ball to second, fielded,
two
over
outs.
To first, two up, two down.
Go, that's what you want.
Madison Central, Perry Central, shortstop Alyssa Dixon up. Hodson did exactly what she needed to do. 8-9-1 due up, throw good pitches.
Had a pitch.
First pitch on the outside corner, called strike one. Perry Central down to their last out. 8-3 the score, Bath County. Two outs, bottom of the seventh. 1-1. A gorgeous sunshiny day. Pick up a victory here, that makes that 4.5 hours go by a whole lot quicker. One ball, one strike, two out, nobody on.
Foul ball.
Ground ball. Dead at the plate, hit off of the batter.
1-2 count, two
ball
out.
And two strikes. On deck, Lauren Morris. Let me see if I can look at that streaming thing real quick. Here we are in the bottom of the seventh and see what we got. It hadn't updated yet. Yeah! Hold strike three on the outside corner, and just like that, Bath County takes third place in this 2A championship softball tournament.
This one belongs to the Lady Cats.
Two wins, one loss. The only loss came to Lawrence County, who is in the championship game coming up here in just a few minutes. Bath County victorious, final score 8-3 over Perry Central. A good win for the Cats. Good momentum as they head into next week's
big week
back into regular season play. Let's take a short break. We'll hear some sponsor messages. We'll have some stats, some post-game awards. Coach Kenny Williams will join us here on Press Row. That and so much more after these messages. Bath County wins 8-3 over Perry Central.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Your Bath Ace Hardware says, get more. That is Benjamin Moore. Every time you paint, more color, more selection, more ways to shop. Red Hot buys through April the 30th. Everything you need for the season, in and around the home, garden and lawn needs. You'll find everything in the well-stocked aisles at your Bath Ace Hardware. Celebrating 100 years of helpful. Located on Water Street, downtown Owingsville.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Bath County wins. Final score 8-3 in the third place game of the 2A State Championship softball tournament. Bath County's Ashton Barrett and Kylie Hodson, the two all-tournament team members. Alyssa Dixon and Caitlin Grigsby, the two from Perry Central. Nice game. Bath County got the bats back in action, Coach. They'd been a little sleepy the first two games, had a 3-2 win over Nelson County, got beat 2-0 by Lawrence County. Good to see those sticks wake back up.
Absolutely.
Against Perry Central.
That's what Coach Kenny Williams' message was last night to the team while they were eating a post-game meal. You know, just have fun, get up there, don't. Just relax, have fun, hit the balls, put it in play, put the pressure on the defense. That's exactly what the girls did today. Very proud of this Bath County team. Third place in your first 2A championship state tournament ever. Going 2-1 against great competition. That's only going to prepare you for the upcoming schedule.
It has been a dandy 2 days, a little breezy, not quite as warm as we would have preferred. But that's all right because that's the breaks of the game. We will have some post-game comments from Coach Kenny Williams, some post-game awards. Don't forget the Downtown Athletic Defensive Play or Player of the Game, R.L. Cottle Construction Offensive Play or Player of the Game, the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, and the Swartz Mowing Unsung Hero, that and so much more. Let's take a couple minutes, hear a word from a few of our sponsors. Again, final score in this third-place game, Bath County 8. Perry Central 3, Bath County takes home the third place award. Back with more after these messages.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owingsville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owingsville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Welcome back. Bath County softball post game. Bath County third place in this 2A state championship from Owensboro. Coach Kenny Williams joins me. Bats woke up. Cats come out on top.
Yeah, you know, I talked to Bobby, their, you know, Perry Central's coach earlier in this game. You know, like we talked about, nobody comes down here to play in the third place game. And you got to figure out a way to get motivated and kind of get going. And I told the girls, I give a lot of credit to the top of our order, Ashton and Rayleigh, got those two things going right off the bat. And we got that first run. And, you know, those kind of things kind of lead the momentum going, lead the charge. And like you said, the Bats finally woke up. We finally figured it out. We got going. So, you know, proud of the girls. They had a lot of reasons they could have laid down this today and just went flat. You know, that team beat us 10-1 down there in Somerset about a month ago. So, to come through that, we're real happy, and you know, we got a big week coming, so we're going the right direction.
It's got to give you some extra confidence, because every team down here is a regional tournament caliber team.
Absolutely. I told the girls, you know, we're not going to see a progression of pitchers like we've seen in the course of our schedule. It's just not possible for the kind of schedule we have to put together. So for them to, you know, to kind of figure it out and get over the hump is, you know, credit to them. They played well. You know, defensively, I don't think there's a hole out there. There's nowhere that I see the ball get hit to that I'm like, oh boy. So, you know, the girls there are fine. We just get the bats going. I don't think there's anybody we can't compete with.
Wound up with 8 runs, 11 hits, and came in bunches. You mentioned that first inning. Of course, you had Ashton and Ray Lee and wound up scoring one there. But listen, Perry Central came back with a double and a single and put two on, and all of a sudden you're like, uh-oh, both teams may be focused in a little bit.
It may be an offensive juggernaut kind of game.
Kylie came in and kind of shut them down. They did score one more in the fifth. But all in all, an outstanding effort. So what are the plans getting back to Bath County?
We are going to grab a little bite of lunch right here, and then we're going to make a little pit stop somewhere, and we're going to treat them to a nice little meal, and then we'll roll on into town. So
congratulations on a big
win.
Two out of three here at the state tournament. Obviously, you want to win three out of three, but realistically, two out of three is not too shabby.
No, you know, you look at, like you said, the caliber of teams that are down here, all capable of being there in the big dance. And just tickle to death that, you know, we represented. I thought we did a fine job representing, you know, our little community, just hats off to this team as they just keep plugging away. So
good crowd came down to watch.
Absolutely.
Good crowd,
yes.
Tuned into the radio, the stream, and the on air.
So. Absolutely. Thank everybody for listening. They, you know, I told the girls last night, we had a little team meeting, and I said, you know, you got the whole support of the community. So let's just go down here and get back on the horse and take care of business tomorrow. And luckily they did. So
safe travel to you. We'll see you back in Owensboro. Yes, sir. Kenny Williams joined us. All right, let's go through some of our post-game stuff, and then we'll wrap it up.
Ira Kilburn opening arguments. We talked about low pitches. Listen, it wound up being a pitcher's duel. And after that first inning where the first two batters for Perry Central got on and scored, Kylie Hodson kept the ball where she needed to, wound up holding Perry Central to one more run for only their three. So I did pretty well on that call. Let's go through some stats. Downtown Athletic Club defensive play or player of the game. We're going to have co-players of the game, Ashton Barrett's and Allison Britt's both had five putouts apiece. Yeah. But now, you got to put a big star beside that dive at first base by Bath County first baseman Ashley Rogers on that third putout. A little flare, not necessarily a crucial play at a crucial time, but the effort was there. And when you saw that effort, you knew, Coach, that things were going Bath County's way. It was just an example, a sample that these cats were tuned in.
You see a senior leader putting it all out on the line in a game like this, everybody has to follow that example.
Ashton and Allison are co-defensive players of the game. R.L. Cotto Construction, offensive play or player of the game. Just mentioned her just a minute ago, 3 for 4, 2 RBIs and 2 doubles. That's our cleanup hitting first baseman.
Yes.
Ashley Rogers with us. Listen, again, another special shout out to that 2-out, 2 RBI triple in that 4-run third inning off the bat of Allie Dillon. That kind of, I'm not going to say it sealed the deal, but you have an opportunity if Allie does not get that hit. All of a sudden, it's 3-2 instead of 5-2, and that's a world of difference in a ball game, be up one or up three.
That was a clutch hit at
that time. That was clutch. 2 outs, 2 RBIs, and a basis-clearing triple off the bat of your left fielder, Allie Dillon. So a shout-out there to Allie for that play there. Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero, sponsored by Schwartz Mowing. How about our courtesy runners, the young girls that don't put a whole lot of time on the field, but when their number's called, they got to be ready to go. And Barnett and Reed, both, they were in there, ran twice, scored twice. That's 100%. You can't do much better than that. These young girls are getting some great experience here in this 2A championships, and they did their part as the courtesy runners of Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero. And again, let me dig in deep here for the Schwartz Mowing Dig Deep Award. Bath County pitcher Kylie Hodson is not, she's not going to overpower you throwing the equivalent of 95 miles an hour. But listen, when the rubber meets the road, she makes pitches that need to be made. She records out that need to be recorded. She dug deep after that. Like I say, Bath County scored that one in the top of the first. She's like, all right, here we go. What happens? Perry Central scores two. It's, uh-oh, here we go.
And it, she's a tremendous young lady. As a freshman, she's a bright future ahead of her. Today she was able to hit her spots. Her breaking ball, drop ball, whatever you call it, was moving great. And it was just a very, very well-pitched game by her.
That third run was an unearned run, so two there. So congratulations to Bath County. Coach, I know you didn't come down here to call ball games with me, but I appreciate you sitting in. It's always a pleasure.
Besides them getting to or going to them one, this is the highlight of everything for me. I just appreciate you letting me do this.
Well, I thought maybe the
game, young lady.
The hot dog with the jalapenos and the cheese and stuff, that might have been a highlight. But no, standing beside me in the breeze?
The hot dog was a third.
There you go.
You're definitely a 1A, 1B with the team.
Bath County victorious in this third-place matchup with Perry Central. Final score, Bath County 8, Perry Central 3. It has been a great 2 days. Our studio crews, Ian, Owen is in there today. Hannah was in there last night. It has been a dandy 2 days, and Bath County has got a lot to be proud of. This softball team has a lot to be proud of. Till the next time you hear from us, which actually for Bath County baseball should be Monday night, weather permitting. That's the game that, if I'm not mistaken, Bath and Henry Clay play at Morehead State University. It's like a showcase game, a college showcase game, and a great opportunity for those kids to play on the big field at Morehead State and have some college coaches look at them. We did that last year or year before. A lot of fun. Roy Cable Wright, my partner in crime for Bath County Baseball, spent a few days up there as a player, spent a few days up there as a parent of a player, so we look forward to that on Monday night. Bath County victorious in this 2A third-place game, final score 8-3, from Owensboro, everybody have a great, safe weekend.
Take me out to the ball game. You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Howe Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. More real country music is headed your way on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com. Yeah.